Next case.
Case number 13057, Stephen and Diane Reed seek a variance for the height requirement for proposed and existing fence. The sections 115-34 and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of New Road and east of Peachtree Lane within the Nassau Station subdivision. The 911 address is 32883 Peachtree Lane in Lewis. The zoning district is MR. The tax parcel is District 335, Map 7, Parcel 45. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and no mail return, and the applicant is seeking a 2.5-foot variance from the 3.5-foot maximum height requirement for a fence.
Good evening. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Yes, Stephen Reed, 13908.
Ma'am?
Diane Reed, 13908.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
You may present your case.
Basically moved from Maryland into Delaware area, which we're planning to do later this year. We had a couple different requirements for the home. We wanted to be able to build a private pool. We wanted to be close to the bike trail, and we wanted to have a fenced yard for our dogs. We also wanted a house that was relatively new, but didn't want to participate in the craziness of all the building that's going on. So we were looking for an established neighborhood. This home that we found in Nassau Station checked every box, so we were very excited. Actually made the offer right at Christmas time, the end of 2023, and settled on end of January 2024. So we've been there a little bit over a year. During that time, we have had a pool installed. We knew that we wanted to upgrade the fence. The property has a 6-foot black vinyl fence that runs down two sides of the property, and then had kind of a cheesy black aluminum fence that ran around the other two sides of the property. So early on, we knew we wanted to make that all uniform and match the standard, which is throughout the neighborhood, which seems to be the 6-foot white vinyl fence. We knew that that would occur after the construction of the pool because the fence would have to be torn down, the existing fence torn down. It's been put back up to satisfy our requirement for our dogs and to satisfy the requirement for the pool. That's a 4-foot fence. By the way. So we did the application early this year for a building permit through our fence company, Forest Fence, and much to our surprise found out that it was denied. And asked why. They told the fence company that we had exceeded the 3.5-foot requirement on the side that runs parallel to New Road. That came as quite a surprise. We started to do some research. You'll see in your packet, I have some Google Earth rendering or screenshots. I can pretty much establish that the fence was built when the house was built in 2019, at least the white vinyl fence. I also have another screenshot that from 2022 that shows that the black aluminum fence was added in 2022. So when we purchased the property, of course, it came all fenced, and we had no reason to believe that anything was in violation of any ordinance. So again, we've proceeded. We have a little bit of a unique circumstance now that we have the pool, because we have to be compliant with the 48-inch fence requirement for the pool, as well as, you know, the 6-foot fence that's already there. So our request is to match the 6-foot fence all the way around. We submitted both the pool and the fence plans to our property owners association, the Nassau Station Property Owners Association, and received, you know, positive feedback. Interestingly, the only feedback we received from the pool from one of the members of the architectural review committee is, she said, could you look into that black fence and maybe do something about the fence? We're not sure that's gonna be compliant. And I think she was also indicating that it is kind of ugly and we're right at the entrance to the development. So We said certainly, and that email traffic is in your packet, and we said certainly it was our intention to make the fence uniform surrounding the entire property. When found out after discussion with the fence company, then I did have an opportunity to call P&Z and you know, kind of go through the questions myself, and then submitted the application, and of course we got scheduled for this evening. I did go back to my immediate adjacent neighbor, the one I share the property line with. He signed a testimony, which is a part of your packet. And then the neighbor directly across the street is seasonal like us, so we haven't been able to connect. So I haven't been able to talk to Fred and Polly, but on their neighbor on diagonal across the street from us, Ray Green, also signed in support of this. And then maybe most importantly, Brad Cohen, the president of the Property Owners Association and the representative of the Architectural Review Committee, signed off and said that, you know, as far as the bylaws of, you know, our community, we followed all of that. I included some of that in the packet that indicates that the 6-foot fence is you know, kind of the approved standard. Again, and the requirements that are outlined in there are we have to submit the plans to the Property Owners Association, they have to be approved, and then we have to seek the building permit. So that's really the step where we are here, is trying to secure a variance for the existing fence and then an appropriate building permit for the 32 feet of additional fence that we want to tie into that, so it's all a uniform presentation. I think that covers the packet. I did provide some photographs also. There may have been some concern of site distance as you're pulling out onto the state road, onto New Road, and actually the fence is in your peripheral vision, so I think that's adequate.
Questions?
I see your neighbor has a fence, your neighbor to the right, is that correct?
Yes.
Is that 6 foot as well,
mm-hmm.
along the back?
Yes.
And it's 131 linear feet of fence you're adding to that, which would be the front left, front right, and then down the right side. Am I understanding that correctly?
Up and across, yes.
Okay, so.
And there is also a, we would like to have a 6-foot enclosure around the pool equipment, which is up against our house. I'm not sure if that falls in the 40-foot.
The issue is, you're allowed to be 6 feet tall in the rear and in the side on the kind of interior side. Yes, the issue is that you're a corner front and that your property fronts on two roads. So the fence that is, as I'm looking at, is 8.5 feet from your property line. Is that right?
Yes, I had the pool contractor. She ran the math because she already had the survey in her.
So if it's 8.5 feet from your property line, what you, the one that runs parallel to New Road, that fence will need a variance.
Yes.
And then the fence, the portion of the rear and front that come at, are 15, within 15 feet of your property line, they also need a variance.
Yes, that 32 foot section coming across there. Yes, sir.
So, New Road and your property line, do you have an estimate, or you might know, how far it is from the property line to the edge of the pavement on New Road, or even like a guess?
I believe that's 10 feet to the bike trail, and sort of it comes down and then it wheels a little bit. So I think it's 20 feet if you excluded the bike trail.
From your property line to the pavement?
I believe so.
To the best of your
knowledge. I don't know that I can swear to that.
To the best of your knowledge.
Yeah.
As you bought the house December of this past year?
2020. Yeah, we settled January 31st, 2024.
Okay. Oh, January of this past year. So you've been there a little.
Yes.
Has there ever been any complaints about vehicles coming out not being able to see?
No.
Ever.
And
the trees on the house further down are set out much farther than our fence is. So when I go out, I have trouble seeing through the trees, but not our fence does not block any view.
So the in your opinion, it's your opinion that the fence coming in the front is not going to add anything because you're just going to see in the back of your yard.
Right.
And there's trees there anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you're concerned about sight line, it's actually the grass that grows up there. And I actually cut that grass. I know it's the county's property, but I cut it every week when I cut my lawn too. So it allows the sight lines through there.
Thank you.
Mr. Sharp?
Ms. Norwood, am I correct that Nassau Station is one of those older subdivisions that does not have the buffer around the community?
Yes, it was in 2001.
Yeah, so if this community had been created now, they wouldn't have had a corner front on New Road. They would have had a buffer more than likely between them.
Likely, yeah.
Do you have problems with lights and noise from New Road?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if that 6-foot fence wasn't there, would you have problems?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
We
wouldn't have bought the property.
Yeah, because I think it's near the top of a hill there on New Road. Is it not? I'm a hill for Sussex County, but where your property isn't there where it rises up on New Road?
No, it's pretty flat.
Okay.
And then it comes up to Old Orchard Road, but like when the concrete trucks from Atlantic come out Old Orchard and then turn, they're accelerating
mm-hmm.
down. And I understand that the speed limit was changed from 40 to 35. About a year before we bought
on
the
New Road.
Property.
Yeah,
on New Road
it was more than that for a long time.
To try to control some of that. But yeah, we wouldn't have bought the property if that fence wasn't there.
All right, so that fence gives you some visual and noise buffer that you otherwise wouldn't have. Okay. All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Now, where exactly is the area for the mechanical, the fence that you wanted around the pool mechanics?
If I can... Maybe in one of the pictures. I can show you on the...
You can go up there and point if you'd like.
Yeah. They're up against the house right here.
Back part of the house.
Okay.
Right up against the house. Right here. And it's shown in the estimate that was provided by the fence company at the BLW packet. It shows the dimensions.
In case you were wondering, 10 years ago, there was very few houses on that road, and 20 years ago, that was an old country road.
Yeah, I had fun on Google Earth looking through that. And then I've read the plans for the three arteries into Lewis and the plans for New Road, which are very exciting. I don't know that they'll happen. And of course, we have Black Oak going in across the street from us,
right.
Which again, the fence is going to help with all of that.
How far are you from the proposed entrance to that community? Is it where that community is coming out on New Road?
It's 10 houses. Right. There's 10 houses about equal lot sizes. The entrance and exit is between the first and second lots. We were very concerned about that because...
Okay.
Yeah, it's right in there.
I wasn't sure. I knew that there was kind of that cut out there, and that
well,
was all
this people, this is to be up. Emergency, and I hope it stays this way. This is to be emergency use only, you know, fire and things, and a construction entrance, and then this is supposed to be all open space. And of course, our pool is right there, so we're hoping that that doesn't change, and they don't request a change.
Thank you.
Mr. Reed, circling back to Mr. Hastings' question, what is the proposed height of the fence around the mechanical pieces?
Six.
Still six?
Yes, sir. Yeah, the entire job is a 6-foot white vinyl fence.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
I think so, yes.
Okay. I have a seat. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 13057 for Stephen and Diana Reed. Diane Reed, and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 13057 for Mr. Stephen and Diane Reed for the requested variance pending the final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing. The property does have unique physical conditions just because it's on a corner lot. There's no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity. Exceptional practical difficulty is not being created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Lovengood.
Aye for reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for my reasons.
And aye too. So the vote of 5-0, your case is approved.